I mean, just look at any chick you know who declares that she's single on Facebook. She doesn't have to say that she's into this. Oh, I'm newly single. You know, I'm just trying to find myself. Within a week, it looks like she's laying down in a bed of sea cucumbers.
Yep.
It's all...
Oh, my God. You're absolutely correct.
That is a horrible mental image. I'm sorry I put that in all your heads.
Wow.
I'm just going to do this instead.
Bastard.
Yes, I am. Oh, and now the last one of the night. I mean, if you thought that the other women on here couldn't possibly get more delusional, you were wrong.
Well, first of all, she's okay.
She is what I call a Pixar creation of plastic surgery. She has been worked on so much, she's virtually computer animated.
Okay.
Playboy model says she's too beautiful for love, as men are scared to date her. Way.
Well, I'm going to be honest. If I come across a woman that's a Playboy model,
I've met one in my day,
I'm probably going to take a pass because it's expensive.
Exactly.
There's a lot of drama, and the juice is not worth the squeeze.
Amen to that. I probably can't show the next picture. No, so
I mean, that is a very nice picture.
But it's definitely been worked
on. Well, you could tell she just walked out of the bump and grind shop because you can see the pipes.
Look at her lips.
You see the pipes in the background that attaches to a sink? That's the bump and grind shop. So she literally walked across a hallway, a kitchenette, and she's now sitting in like a dining room-esque living room thing.
Seriously, look at her lips. She looked like looks like she got punched in the mouth 48 times in a row.
Yeah. I got you. It's expensive, and it's not worth it, man.
And it's the same story every time. Here it is. It's the magical words that these women tell themselves when they're just a bitch. Yep. She struggles to find love because men are intimidated by her good looks.
Intimidating.
No. We just recognize when something is too expensive and not worth our time.
Yeah.
This woman is going to demand everything from you and offer nothing.
Yeah, and those looks will be gone in 5 to 10 years.
at most, I would say, because as surgically enhanced as this woman is at such an early age, she's going to have to maintain that. She's going to be going in for like weekly or monthly injections. She's going to have to get the boobs replaced. She's going to have to get the lips injected.
Bills. There'll be lots of bills.
Give me my bills.
I don't think so, man.
I'm intimidating to guys because I'm tall and I'm beautiful and I have, a very intense personality. What does that mean, Bob?
That means a biatcha.
Borderline Kuantaha.
I would say a little bit of both.
Although with the kind of attention that she's getting with 2 million thirsty simps on Instatwat, I would say more like Kuantaha.
Well, I'm sure, I'm sure she's a stunning and brave, nice person.
Strong, independent woman.
I just don't need it.
Oh, here we go. My ideal man is someone who's the strong but silent type. So you want somebody who is going to let you do what you want and just shut up and pay for it.
Now, I will say I did go out with a couple of Victoria's Secret models back in the day. And it was like literally talking to a Pampers box.
Just a box full of things, and all they can do is gather piss and shit. They just soak it up.
Yeah. I'm like, God damn.
And sometimes they don't even soak it up too well. If there's enough of it, it spills out the sides and it gets all over the furniture.
I mean, and it just comes down to like, what do you bring to the table? I know women hate to hear that. But listen,
it's the truth.
If that's all you have is looks and poon, that goes away and wears out.
I mean, at least make me a sandwich when you're done.
Yeah, you better be fit, feminine, and friendly.
Just saying.
I can overlook the
triple F option, fit, feminine, and friendly. I can totally work with
that. I can overlook a lot of things if you have the three Fs.
Yeah.
You can say four Fs if you add fun in there.
But arrogant, overworked, and over-plasticized, definitely not on the list.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. She looks like a creation, a special effects creation. She comes from the lovely planet of Avatar. You just paint her blue and you'll let your mind do the rest.
Gotcha. It's going to be a problem.
Oh, it's going to be a big problem. If she is hitting this point of her life now this early, because she's all of 20,
mm-hmm.
and she's had this much work done, she's this full of herself. If she doesn't strike while the iron is hot.
It's done.
Done.
She's going to wind up holding a bong, walk around in public, doubled in size.
Oh, she's even trying to bait the hook with a thirst trap. Check this out. I missed this scrolling through. I would 100% date a fan, but every time I've met a guy through my Instagram, they've just treated me like a commodity. Well,
because that's how they see you.
And they're going to treat you how you portray yourself.
Well, number one. All right, let's do the uniform thing. You're going down the street. You see a man in a police uniform. What do you assume?
You assume he's a cop.
Mm-hmm. You see a guy driving a Department of Works, Public Works truck. He works for the city.
Yeah.
You're walking down the street. You see a woman dressed like a garden tool. It's a uniform.
Yeah.
You're wearing it for a reason. That's the image you're portraying. I'm just saying.
If you don't want to be looked at like a whore, stop wearing a whore's uniform.
That's absolutely correct.
Watch Grunt Speak Live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join Pop for Supporter Sundays, consider making a donation on Locals, Patreon, or Subscribestar.